everything's
It's a Friday, and a small group of people with Parkinson's and their caretakers are at the Parkinson's Association of Southwest Florida. It's in a strip mall. They're part of an improv comedy troupe which calls itself PD Inspiration. PD stands for Parkinson's Disease. They're a day away from their first performance, and right now they're having a dress rehearsal and they're warming up.
Who else can talk this loud?
Oh, I can.
Oh, my gosh, I can talk that loud. You betcha. Oh, my gosh.
Ingrid.
Here I am.
Oftentimes with the disease, people's voices lose volume. That's the case with Ingrid Friesen, who just yelled, "Here I am." She usually has to use a microphone. That's why there are so many cheers for her. PD Inspiration then plays a game where someone starts a story and each person adds to it until it ends. So the story starts off with a reindeer named Joe Bob who lives in Iceland. And nine people later, this is how the story ends.
And then they become so happy ever after.
Claire McKinney shares how this game affects her in real life.
That game helps me as a caregiver to realize that I don't have to be right about everything. I don't have to know everything.
Great. Thank you, Claire.
Northwestern researcher Danny Bega did a pilot study about the effects improv comedy has on people with Parkinson's. He says the idea came when he was casually talking to a patient.
And she had a diagnosis of Parkinson's herself, and she writes little songs and jingles that are sort of funny, related to Parkinson's, and she was doing improv classes.
So researchers at Northwestern paired up with Second City, a renowned improv institution in Chicago that has birthed a number of comedians, people on Saturday Night Live, Stephen Colbert. Bega says there are several treatments to deal with motor symptoms of Parkinson's, things like the tremors, but there are few treatments to deal with the non-motor challenges of the disease.
So those are issues like cognitive impairment, mood disorders like anxiety, communication difficulties, speech difficulties, just general sense of well-being.
Bega says by the end of the study, in the area of activities, of day-to-day functions, there were what he calls statistically significant improvements. Bega's hoping to expand the study and do more research. And today is the big day. PD Inspiration is getting ready to perform. Their venue is a country club on a hill. Dinner's being served. There's a 50s theme. As the crowd gets bigger, Ingrid Friesen says she gets more nervous. Just a few years ago, before Parkinson's and a stroke, Friesen was a lawyer. She says she was used to speaking in front of people. John Claybaugh, Friesen's husband, confirms that she's been fretting.
She was going to back out on the way over here. She wanted to...
Really? Is that true?
No comment.
The group performs a game called Gibberish. A person from the audience asks a question. One improver will translate it to a made-up language. The other improver speak in that made-up language, and the translating improver says what the gibberish improver said in English. Someone in the audience asks, what's the weather like in the place they come from? Suzanne Paley is the translator. The gibberish speaker is her husband, Adam, who has Parkinson's.
An Ostman. Ooh, hot, hot.
Buskvai, unananaya, ola, odabaka. Ukaka, ukaka, ukaka.
I guess there's a lot of ukakas going on. He says the weather is sometimes very nice, and sometimes it's just plain caca.
The troupe's grand finale is performing a national anthem in gibberish. They can get up, sing, dance, be as wild as they want. Friesen gets up and jumps up and down in a circle, and her voice is louder than it's ever been. And shortly, Adam gets up after a few attempts and dances in place. His wife, Suzanne, watches his feet carefully. The Northwestern researcher, Danny Bega, says results like this aren't unique to improv, per se. People can get the same results through music therapy or doing yoga.
So I don't think that improv, there's something magical specifically about improv itself.
Back at rehearsal the day before their performance, I brought up that comment to the group.
I was wondering if you all felt there was a certain magic to doing improv.
And Freysen has something to say.
I think the magic is that you kind of get in the car and you're late every time, and it's been a hard morning, and you get in with this group and we're laughing our heads off and forgetting all of that and feeling like a normal person.
For others in the group, there's magic in being able to do an activity together for the first time in years. And for a lot of them, there's magic in knowing that it's okay to make mistakes and to be imperfect. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, Naples.